You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Researchers in Europe and the U.S. have started or are continuing to work to find drugs that can treat COVID-19. Though vaccination rates are going up in some parts of the world, people in other regions won't have access to shots for a while. And even then, this disease is unlikely to go away completely. Two large-scale randomized trials of multiple drugs, one from the WHO and another from the NIH, are relaunching efforts to repurpose existing oral drugs to treat people soon after they come down with COVID. Meanwhile, Pfizer is beginning a new study that'll test the efficacy of giving fully vaccinated adults over 65 a booster dose of the COVID-19 shot in addition to a pneumonia vaccine. The trial aims to test whether combining these vaccines is safe and effectively boosts the immune system's defenses against the two diseases. It'll include 600 adults who participated in Pfizer's initial late-stage COVID-19 vaccine trial and received their second dose at least 6 months ago. And New York City schools will have all classes in person next fall. That's what Mayor Bill de Blasio announced. They will not have a remote learning option next school year. New York is one of the first big cities to make this call, and it was a major decision for the country's largest school system. Around 600,000 of the city's 1 million students stayed home this school year. The district is planning to require masks in school buildings and to follow the CDC's social distancing guidelines, though those policies may change before the fall. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.